It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Citrix and GoToMeeting, where you could get yourself a 30-day free trial with the promo code PODCAST. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Day in Tech History over at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or download the app on your Android or iOS through Podcast Box. The Twitter is dayintechhist, and all show notes are found at wikizine.com. Now let's get into your Day in Tech History. June 28th. 1928, the first experimental rocket balloon was launched by Friedrich Schmeidel. It rose to 50,000 feet over Austria, and tests were successful, even though the rocket was never recovered. 1965, the first telephone conversation over the satellite Early Bird 1 occurred. 1974, Vannevar Bush passes away. He's the inventor and technologist where his contributions to the Manhattan Project were the keys that gave the U.S. advantage in World War II. 1982, Microsoft announced a new logo at the Spring Comdex show in Atlantic City. 1984, Motorola introduced the 16 MHz 68020 processor, a 32-bit version of the 68000, and prices started at $487. Also in 1984, Epson America introduced the Geneva PX8 laptop computer with a Z80 processor, 64 kilobits of RAM, 32 kilobits of ROM, flip-up LCD screen for $995. 1990, Paperback Software International was found guilty by a U.S. court of copyright violation for copying the appearance and menu system of Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet program. 1992, a baboon liver was transplanted into a human for the first time. 1998, unit sales of Windows 98 in its first 4 days reached 530,000. And in 1999, Chinese-American Kingman Kwan is sentenced to 2 years in a federal prison after pleading guilty in February to randomly emailing race-based death threats targeting Latinos to Hispanic-sounding email addresses found on the internet. And version 1.01 of the popular bulletin board system Hydra BBS software is released. And also in 1999, Yahoo relaunches the GeoCities web hosting service, with branding as Yahoo GeoCities. And now this word from our friends over at Citrix and GoToMeeting. You know, summer is almost here. The weather is great. The kids are getting out of school. So many places you want to be rather than work. Business doesn't stop, though. But good news is you can escape the office and still stay connected to your coworkers and clients to share ideas, problem solve, and get projects done. Just use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. GoToMeeting by Citrix takes a click to share your screen and work on documents in real time. Turn on your webcam to make your online meetings an HD video conference, and you can see each other face-to-face just like meeting in person. You can launch or join a meeting from wherever you are. Wherever you need to, using your computer, smartphone, tablet. You can even present from your iPad. I've used GoToMeeting for over 5 years, and I've connected with clients and colleagues across the world and got business done. Check it out yourself. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free Now button, enter in the promo code PODCAST. Remember, use the promo code PODCAST for GoToMeeting, where meeting is believing. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Intel announced the processor codenamed Willamette would be formally called Pentium 4. Also in 2000, Yahoo acquires the email list management service eGroups. Service would become a part of Yahoo Groups. 2001, U.S. Appeals Court overturns a lower court's order to break up Microsoft in an antitrust case. And Yahoo acquires Launch Media. 2004, version 2 of the Java programming language was released. 2005, AMD filed antitrust proceedings against Intel. Also in 2005, the final design of the Manhattan Freedom Tower was unveiled. And Apple released version 4.9 of iTunes. Now, this was a very pivotal version of iTunes because it included the ability to add podcasts. And Apple even added a special section for those podcasts that were created in GarageBand, the M4A format. 2006, Google launches Google Checkout, promising merchants that they will be able to use the service for free by January of 2008. And former United States Senator Ted Stevens describes the internet as a series of tubes in an analogy that, while criticizing a proposed amendment to a committee bill on a network neutrality that would have prohibited internet service providers from giving some companies higher priority access to their networks of customers. The next day, Ryan Singel could cover the Stevens speech on Wired Magazine's 27B/6 blog. The article would be posted across many of the internet's most popular link aggregators, including Boing Boing, Daily Kos, Fark, and Slashdot. It was basically a big mockery. 2007, Steve Jobs holds a town hall meeting to discuss new iPods and Macs were going to be coming out. He also explained why the upcoming iPhone had Edge and not 3G. He then gave all Apple employees an iPhone. 2009, Microsoft announced that they would be selling Razorfish, which is an internet ad agency. It was acquired in their $6 billion Aquantive takeover. And in 2011, Microsoft debuted Office 365. And in competition to Facebook, Google announced the beta phase of their new social network, Google+. It was an invite-only beta, and it introduced the world to Google Hangout, which you could do video chat with up to 9 other people. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2013, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.